It's 42 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets with Chip Nellinger. He's with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning. We definitely see the volatility continuing here. We've at least stabilized for the time being. We did see some strength in the overnight in the stock market and some strength early on. But here recently, in the last few minutes, stock market has turned lower again. So all eyes are on the stock market right now. It's currently down about 300 points. Massive, massive volatility there, obviously, with the ongoing, quickly moving news cycle around coronavirus and the spread and hopefully the fight against that. But our ag markets are somewhat stable here. We've traded both sides of the unchanged in corn. We currently have May corn futures down 3 cents, 351 and three quarters. New crop in December down 1 1/4, now 1 penny at 366 even. That's about 2 cents off the highs in the December. It's actually about 5 cents off the highs in the May contract. Beans got really beat up yesterday. They are higher on the day, holding up a little bit better than corn. Right now, May beans up 5 1/4, 827 even. That is, 5.5 cents off of the earlier highs here. New crop November up 4 cents right now, 848 and three quarters. The wheat market, pretty stable in here, down 0.5 cent in the May Chicago, 497 and a half. May Kansas City is up 1/4 at 424 even. Livestock markets finally seeing a little bit of relief here. They've just been absolutely beat up here recently. Cattle had a massive $9 range yesterday. Start of the day limit, expanded limit down $4.50. We 1 point approached almost limit up in the cattle market before closing nearly limit down again. But we do see some stability there in the livestock markets. April live cattle now up 270, 94.55. June live cattle up 237 at 87.62. The big news there is with the big demand at the store for people to buy meat, we've seen everything, pork and beef cutouts, sharply higher here the last couple of days. So there is a big vacuum of demand that needs filled as we refill the pipeline, and that's helping support the livestock prices. Hogs also higher on the day. We've got the June hog contract up $1 right now at 67.80. Again, a big vacuum of near-term demand that needs to be filled with that pipeline being sucked down right now. Outside markets, I mentioned earlier, the stock market really volatile in here. It has traded both sides, currently down about 400. We've got crude oil down 11 cents a barrel right now, but still holding sub $30, 28.90 last trade on the May crude oil contract. Gold market up $6.30 at 14.93.50. Some of our soft commodities, we've got cotton has been beat up in this process as well. It's currently down 38 cents with the May cotton futures 58.40. So all eyes will be on the stock market here going forward. And that's what we see it right now.
All right, Chip, thanks so much for that update. That's Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in Morton, Illinois. Taking a quick check of current conditions across the WILL listening area. 38 degrees with fog and mist at the University of Illinois Willard Airport. 38, mostly cloudy in Bloomington Normal. 41 in Decatur, 40 in Charleston, Mattoon, 39 in Rantoul. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.